One of the greatest challenges facing our world is sustaining the environment. Seeking sustainability means seeking solutions that meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability to future generations to meet their own needs. A sustainable perspective recognizes the conflicts and trade-offs of balancing economic growth, social equity, and environmental integrity. Now the U of Minnesota in the Twin Cities, undergrads from any major can make sustainability part of their academic program through the new Sustainability Studies minor. Here to tell us more is Beth Mercer-Taylor, coordinator of the Institute on the Environment Sustainability Education Program at the University of Minnesota. Hello, Beth.
Hi, I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on the air.
I'm glad you have my brochure and website, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So first off, how do you define sustainability?
You just defined it, actually, although I would go on and say that sustainability is considered a modern idea, but for a lot of people from a Native American point of view, it's really a very ancient idea, and the term sustainability isn't even really part of it. We use a quote in our program that's from the Iroquois Confederation, and it's, "In our every deliberation, we must consider the impact of our decisions on the next seven generations." So that idea of taking a long view and thinking about how what we do today will affect those to come much later, is a value that's kind of fundamental in some societies and cultures outside of our Western developed kind of traditional economic viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. So why offer a minor in sustainability studies then?
Well, a lot of people wonder that, especially people at places like the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, where there's a rich history of offering environmental courses. There's a whole college of food, agriculture, and natural resource sciences. And people have been studying ecology and natural resources on our campus for generations. And a lot of people think, well, sustainability, that's the green major, the green minor. But it's really more than that. It's actually really a program that focuses on not just the environment, but on that balance that you were just referencing in your definition of economic growth, social equity, and environment. So some people think about those as like a three-legged stool, and, the stool won't stand up unless it's got all of its legs. And if you're really going to make a society work that's going to honor the environment, it's also got to work for people and for our economy.
So it's not like, environmental science classes, there's a much more social aspect to it. Am I understanding that?
That's right, actually. Now, in the minor, the academic program that we offer, you can take some elective courses that might be more focused on the environment, but they might also be more focused on social issues, on environmental justice, for example. Or they might focus on natural capital, which is kind of an environmentally infused approach to economics. So they might be, in the electives, more zeroed in on one of those legs of the stool. But the required core courses for the minor are really about that balance, or that some people think about sustainability as kind of a bridge that could go across lots of different disciplines, or could be a way to create ways to solve problems that draw upon different disciplines. And sustainability really does focus on application or solutions, like real-world action. So students get some theory, yes, but they get a lot of chances to apply what they're learning in the classroom to real-world projects in those two core courses.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about more about those core courses?
Yeah, the first one is called Sustainable People, Sustainable Planet, or Sustainability 3003. It's a three-credit course, and that's at the sophomore or junior level. And in an ideal world, students would take that course first. and it would introduce them to the definitions of sustainability. We've gone, you know, through a couple in this program, and there's many more, to the history, sort of how sustainability and sustainable development as an idea came about through United Nations, through the work of environmental scientists in some different cultural contexts. And then there's a variety of case studies, and students take on some real-world problems and look at different stakeholders' views about those problems and work through those in sort of a team environment in that course. And they get introduced to an idea called systems thinking, which is a way of kind of dealing with the complexity of human and natural systems and how they intersect, trying to think about methods to think about how those systems work. So whether it's like the climate system or whether it's ocean systems or whether it's human, social, and political systems or kind of the intersections of those. There's roots for systems thinking in both engineering and in ecology. And really fundamentally, this systems thinking includes the idea that the resources of the Earth and the planet have some limits. So a economic system that assumes endless growth would kind of break the system, I guess. And that's the content of that first course, in a nutshell. And then the capstone class, Sustainability 4004, or Sustainable Communities, would be at the senior level, and that's also a three-credit class. And in that one, the students take what they've learned about the definitions and the tools of systems thinking, and they start to test them and apply them, working on a project that takes much of the semester for a real-world client. And the clients have been departments on campus, cities, both large and small cities, usually around the metro area, nonprofit organizations, and even right now, a religious organization, Interfaith Power and Light, which is a nonprofit that draws on a lot of religious congregations and is thinking about how the idea of caring for creation or being a steward to the earth might work in greening the building of a congregation or being woven into a Sunday school or religious education program. And the students are working on that project.
Now, your comment earlier about how this was kind of like a Native American idea, like going back a long time ago, is that going to be like an aspect of some of the classes, like learning about that? I'm just curious.
A little bit. You know, it's something actually that I would like to grow and build on because there's a lot of Native Americans, 13 tribal nations in Minnesota, a lot of stories and wisdom coming from those communities that's, you know, not as fully represented in the university's curriculum or, you know, just on the campus as it could be. There's a few courses, but I think there's a whole lot more that's possible. There's an American Indian studies major on this campus, and it's had a really strong history with offering Ojibwe and Dakota language. But I think there's more and more exploration of how coursework that would intersect that department and sustainability might really serve students well and kind of take advantage of some strengths here in the state.
How does having a sustainability minor, how can that enhance a student's major in another field?
Well, for most students, it's going to give them, I tell them, like the capability to invent and innovate in the ventures and jobs of the future where, you know, we are going to have to deal with a resource-constrained world more and more. And, you know, they are going to be the ones with the skills and knowledge and approaches to do that through taking the minor, even if the kind of track into maybe a job as a sustainable business manager is not quite there yet for a lot of our majors. Although that's changing even since I've been around since 2008. But for some students, for example, students in architecture in particular, where there's an existing kind of program and demand for students with the sustainability knowledge. So there's something called LEED, or in Minnesota, B3. These are both kind of rubrics for sustainable building and design. And architecture firms really want to be able to provide clients with buildings that meet those criteria. So they want to hire students with sustainability experience who can take on, you know, responding to those client needs. So for architecture students, there's actually, and they've signed up in droves for the minor, there's been a real sort of job market-driven desire to have the advantage of having sustainability, you know, on their transcript. I think more and more in the corporate world, there's a recognition of sustainability as something that's being demanded by consumers. It's so important to, you know, being able to be competitive even in our in the market, to have some attention, some credible attention paid to sustainability in the supply chain. So, you know, how the products of you know, a consumer facing kind of firm are being made, and what the story is, both in environmental and also in social terms. You know, people want credible information about that for what they're buying. So classes like environmental life cycle analysis, that's one of our electives for students who are in a business or economic kind of track. Those can enhance, you know, their capacity to work, go into a corporate environmental management or a sustainability role in a business setting.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, we've got tons of students who go into the world of political work, and you know, environmental nonprofits are well populated with students with sustainability minor experience.
Right. If you're just joining us right now, we're talking to Beth Mercer Taylor. She's a coordinator of the Institute on the Environment Sustainability Education Program at the U of M. And Beth, is this like a common like field of study that you're seeing like pop up around the country, or is this kind of unique that U of M is one of the first to do this?
Actually, U of M is one of the first to do this.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
glad you asked. So that's really exciting. There have been sustainability-related courses taught at the U, actually dating all the way back to the Rio Summit in 1992, which was kind of the UN's kickoff into having some, you know, an Earth Charter, having some real concerted attention on sustainability issues. But the minor got approved by the Regents of the University of Minnesota back in 2005, and then the first intro-level course was offered the following year, 2006, 2007, and we had our first minors graduating with the full program in 2008. So it's now 6 years old, and that was, at that time, there was just a handful of other sustainability minors around the country. And now there are many, you know, dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds even, across not just the U.S., but also Canada, and there's some international examples. But the University of Minnesota Twin Cities program is one of the larger programs that we know of. We don't have numbers from every program, but we've had about 800 students through the courses since the beginning, and I think currently we have about 150 who are either registered in the minor or are pursuing an independent major where they're using the minor as one component of a self-designed major.
Okay.
And actually, sustainability is about the most popular self-designed program to put into an independent major. So that shows that I think there's a lot of students who are interested in deepening their studies in sustainability.
Mm-hmm. So what do you hope will happen as a result of students including that minor?
Well, I have, from this initial time, I started here in 2008, when I saw that students had the passion and developed the skills, they didn't always necessarily find their way into jobs. And I do think that's changing. So one of our early graduates is now in a full-time sustainability role for the city of Maplewood. So back in, you know, 2008, I'm quite sure that the city of Maplewood didn't have such a role. So, you know, to have a suburb in the Twin Cities with a staff person with that kind of a role is new. And graduates with sustainability are going to be, you know, the perfect people for that kind of job. We've had other students who've done things that are even a little more out of the box. Two students from the sustainability minor were really interested in watershed issues and how farming and the Mississippi River, you know, impact people here in Minnesota, how people downstream are impacted. And they particularly were interested in how the next generation of farmers are thinking about those issues. So they learned in one of their classes that the Mississippi River Trail would be getting started. So this was 2012. And they decided to do a bicycle ride and take photographs and make short videos of young farmers that they met along the whole Mississippi River Trail. They started in New Orleans and went all the way north to Itasca in one summer. And this ride was called Fresh Forks. And there's a website for it still. They got lots of coverage up and down the Mississippi River. And then took some of that work and brought it to teachers here in Minnesota. So their vision is to get that into a curriculum in K-12 schools. So that's just coming from their own initiative. It didn't turn into full-time work for them, but they did fundraising and got support to do this summer trip. And they're both working in informal and formal education now.
Right. Well, it's good that they were like passionate about it enough to do that.
Yeah.
And on your comment earlier about the Maplewood thing, like, I totally get what you mean. Like, maybe back like late 2000, it wasn't there, but it seems like the field is rapidly increasing so fast. Like, now the jobs are really starting to crop up.
Definitely. And I do think people who have this background, they find a way to integrate it. There's a U of M grad who actually didn't have sustainability, but he immediately called when we started the minor, Darren McGann, who's with KPMG, and he's the sustainability director, global sustainability director. He got started working in their area of tech support, and he started working on e-waste, and from working on e-waste, he, you know, got eventually promoted and created this job for himself as the sustainability director. And that is a very common story. So students who have this background, they may follow a, you know, more kind of traditional path, but then as companies and government and other, you know, just our society evolves to embrace sustainability, they are well positioned to create those jobs.
Is there a place that we can go to learn more about this?
Absolutely. It's susteducation.umn.edu, so S-U-S-T education. Is the full website with all the information about the minor and about lots of events that are going on. A lot of them are public, and anyone who's interested in sustainability, whether they're, you know, possibly going to be a student or not, would be very welcome to come. We have a film called Watermark happening at the Bell Museum next Thursday night, for example, and that's about water around the world. There'll be an interactive art program right before the film starts. That'll be fun. A lot of the sustainability studies students will be there, both presenting and just hosting that event. So all that kind of thing is on the website, and love to hear from people who are interested. We always love to hear from prospective students or even prospective students' parents or grandparents and can share more about the program. It's really a great feature of the Twin Cities campus.
All right. We've been speaking to Beth Mercer-Taylor. She's the coordinator of the Institute on the Environment Sustainability Education Program at the U of M. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'm just happy to share also that around the whole state of Minnesota, there's sustainability education on actually a lot of our campuses. So there's a sustainability coordinator and a lot of courses going on at UMD, Duluth, the University of Minnesota, Morris. People might know that's a renewable and sustainable campus. My colleague Dan Svartsky up at University of Minnesota, Crookston, runs a fantastic program with a more natural resource and ecology focus. And Rochester's working on figuring it out, too. So all of the University of Minnesota campuses are doing sustainability in different ways, and many of the MinSCU campuses are really leaders, too. Bemidji State really deserves a shout-out, actually, on their work around diversity the indigenous approaches and sustainability.
All right, so, good to know. Yeah. Minnesota, I guess, is kind of a hot spot then.
It really is. So, all right. Yep.
Thanks a lot for coming on the show, Beth.
Okay, thank you.